is Kramer with Mission Network News. There's more disturbing news from Turkey today. You'll never guess who's fallen under government scrutiny this time. Prayers for that nation are much needed right now. Plus, it's always good to remember, Christmas makes a difference. The birth of Jesus means hope, even for the most desolate. But first, late last week we talked about what was going on in Turkey, about the Turkish government's ongoing hunt for dissenters after the failed coup in July. Besides targeting police and government personnel, Turkey's authorities have also fixed their punitive sights on foster families. If authorities determine that foster parents supported the coup, they'll remove children from those families. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire says while they don't have any programs in Turkey, they can only guess at what would happen to these kids.
Many of these children would end up in institutions, and by that I mean large orphanages. Their bond with their parents would be severed, and it would be a horrible psychological situation for a child.
Our first line of defense is surrounding Turkey's foster families in prayer.
Pray that the children would be protected and not separated from their parents for political reasons. And secondly, I guess to pray that these leaders would think through what this would cause.
You can also take action.
People should be writing their senators and representatives to say, can the United States and their relationship with Turkey advocate for families and children?
Bethany can also use more foster parents to be examples of Christ's love. You can get the details at missionnews.org. Next, Forgotten Missionaries International has long gone by the initials FMI. Now, these initials are the ministry's legal name. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
For the last 2 years, this has been something that our board has been considering in order to become more effective in ministry across the global landscape. And using just the initials FMI as our legal corporate name is actually going to reduce barriers and impediments to more effective ministry.
So, what's in a name?
We're operating in the three largest Muslim-dominant countries, so the U.S. has really led the charge on this war on terror, but one of the ways we combat that is by putting restrictions on the transfer of funds between countries. We're looking at how terrorism gets funded. Well, a lot of that funding of terrorism is under the guise of Muslim missionaries, people who set up radical madrasas in some of these countries, such as Pakistan. And the funding for those madrasas comes from outside or foreign sources.
You can imagine that the word missionary raises a red flag. Get the rest of the details on the name change in our full story. And finally, from hanging stockings to frosting cookies and singing carols, Christmas time is chock full of tradition. Pixie Christensen of Wycliffe, USA says traditions can bring families together. And she's wondering if maybe it's time for your family to consider a new tradition. Wycliffe USA has their Christmas catalog ready to go.
We know a family to sit down together, grandparents with their grandchildren, and they go through the catalog together and read through the projects and pick one together that they can give to. So it's a wonderful tradition to start with your children, with your grandchildren, just to be able to say, we have so much. What can we give to others that has eternal value, that brings joy, that brings hope?
Joy and hope are incredible gifts for people in need. Christensen says it's a privilege to be part of bringing God's word to people in their own language.
Maybe they've heard about God. Maybe they've heard about Jesus and the sacrifice he made for us. But when they hear it in their language, it speaks to their heart. It speaks to their understanding so much better. They get it.
In addition to giving, your family can pray for all peoples to have access to God's word. All of the details on these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is also offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.